Elizabeth Elliot says, Hollywood's notion of love is millions of miles from the slightest comprehension of what the love of God is all about. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of Quest for Love and Love Has a Price Tag, helping you lovingly put God's principles into action in your daily life. Here's Elizabeth.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking today in the studio with my daughter, Valerie Shepherd. What would you like to talk about today, Val?
I'd like to talk about labeling children. We parents tend to want to put our children in categories, whether they're hyperactive or whether they're passive, and we take on some of psychology's jargon to say that our children are in a particular category that can't be changed. I'd like to just encourage people to know that God is in the business of changing us, and though humanly speaking it may look like we're in a particular category of intelligence or of personality, the Holy Spirit is fluid and not static, and the Holy Spirit wants to help us to become more and more like Jesus.
It's a matter of being transformed into the image of Christ, isn't it? And I suppose that if there are indeed different kinds of temperaments, and we hear various labels, it may be more difficult for one person to be transformed in one particular area of his life, and the other person might find it not so difficult. Mm-hmm. And our Creator is thoroughly familiar with all the variations of personality and character. Mm-hmm. Of course, there are no two alike, but the ultimate aim is conformity to the image of Christ.
Mm-hmm. And I think He has made us each unique, but we all have different amounts of different kinds of personality traits. And of course, with my 8 children, I see all kinds of different gifts that amaze me and show me the variety that God has in His own character. There are some books out that came out, I think, in the 70s, the early 70s, about temperaments, and they're Christian books, but they label people according to 4 different temperaments, and I think that we should not depend upon labels like that. And those 4 categories are phlegmatic, choleric, melancholy, and sanguine. In my 8 children, I see a little bit of every one of those, a little bit or a lot of every one of those traits in each child. And those are Greek terms, came from Greek ideas that are not biblical, and they're static. You can go through your whole life saying, I'm a phlegmatic person and I can't change. And so labels like that are often used as excuses for not being obedient to the Lord. And I think we need to be careful that we don't fall into the trap of accepting and using labels. And I've heard mothers, in fact, I've even said some things myself about my children to my husband or to friends, and I've heard mothers say some pretty derogatory things about their children, not realizing either that their children are right there and listening, or not realizing how in their own minds and hearts they're labeling that child or categorizing that child according to a particular name has made it concrete in their minds, and their child is always going to be like that. And especially with children, there's a book called Children Are Wet Cement. They, of course, need good training and they need righteous parents, but with all the different circumstances and situations that God will put them in throughout their lives, He's going to be molding them into the image of Christ. And each of us is unique, just like there are snowflakes. There are no 2 snowflakes alike in the whole world. But we're all to bring glory to God and be like Jesus in His Spirit.
Do you have some illustrations from the differences in the personalities of your 8 children? I always think mm-hmm. that, I wouldn't say I thought this consciously, but ever since I've observed your children, my grandchildren, I realized that I probably subconsciously assumed that if I had had more than one child, that they would have been just like you. And of mm-hmm. course, what I see mm-hmm. in your children is a very wide variety mm-hmm. of personalities. And mm-hmm. sometimes they will behave in a way that'll make me think, now, where
did that come from?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can you illustrate some of these characteristics?
Mm-hmm. I have 2 children out of the 8 who would be called introverted and introspective and quiet in general, but I always used to think they're always going to be quiet and they're always going to be introverted, which is not good. You don't want them to be always introverted. But in the past year, I have seen them come out of themselves and very much because of the circumstances that they have been in. I also see emotionalism and talkativeness and friendliness and shyness. And I really believe that in those areas that we think are weak in our children, those are the very areas that as we give them up to the Lord, we can ask for Him to change them as He wants to change them. I know I've been wrong to think of one particular child as one that I'll never be able to understand. I'll never be able to figure out, where did this come from? How did she get this way? How can I ever relate to her? And yet, I really believe that the Lord, the foundational principle in my attitude towards her is love, 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 love. And the more I've loved her, the more I've enjoyed her. And the same with my boys. I only have 3 boys. They're very different from each other. I've seen some things in Theo that are similar to the way Walter was when he was a little boy. And yet to see Walter now in his gifts makes me wonder if Theo would turn out completely differently from Walter. For example, both Walter and Theo took a very long time to learn to talk, very slow at talking, and when they did begin to talk, it was very deliberate, clear, enunciated words.
This is both Walter and Theo?
And Theo, uh-huh.
I didn't remember that about Walter.
Yes.
But I remember one Christmas I was at your house when Theo was about to turn 3 in January,
mm-hmm.
and I was determined to get that little boy to say a sentence. He could say one word, and at the most 2 words, but I was determined to get him to say 3 words. And so I sat him down and I said, "Now, Theo, say, I love Jim." He has a brother named Jim. And Theo said, "Jim." I said, "Theo, I want you to say, I love Jim." He said, "I." There was no way I could get him to say 3 words. But about 3 months later, lo and behold, you sent me a tape of Theo singing, "Jesus is all the world to me."
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
he knew every word in that song. So mm-hmm. there was something that just suddenly speeded up mm-hmm. between Christmas and March mm-hmm. of the following year after he had turned 3.
And it makes me realize, too, how I used to worry over the first 3 or 4 children at their different stages, not knowing how much God would grow them and change them and help them. And I want to encourage mothers not to be despairing about the way their child is at a particular stage in their life, because they do grow and change so much. And of course, the more we give them to the Lord, the more we'll love them as they should be loved. I heard a mother just recently calling her little boy crazy, not in front of him, but she may very well have called him that in front of him too, and that he's out to lunch or he's off the wall. And I think if in her mind he seems to be that way, she's going to treat him in the wrong way. She's not going to treat him with encouraging, loving, helpful, kind words. So we need to be very careful what we say and how we say it to our children. I have said to my daughter Colleen, who is now 10, who has been always very active, I've said, Colleen, you tend to not listen to me. I said, I want you to learn that you can listen and that you will learn how to take my directions and follow them. But in my frustration over the years, you know, I've said things like, you never listen to me. And now I'm much more sensitive to saying things like that. I mean, I wouldn't say you never listen to me because I know that she does. And there's just a growing, flowing way about what the Lord is doing in children that we have to be aware of and thankful for. And a stage is a stage.
There is a stage of a point at which they sort of flower, they unfold.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we always look forward to that.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
In the meantime, we're very tempted to despair. I remember that you were a very, very outgoing child and very popular even when you were in grade school and junior high. Of course, you had been homeschooled for 3 years when we lived in the jungle. But then I began to see that there were so many facets of your personality that just began to be revealed one thing after another mm-hmm. at a certain stage, mm-hmm. at approximately 12, I guess it would have been.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very marvelous thing to look at.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network. Mm-hmm.